J.D. Salinger died a few days ago. He left behind a legacy, of course, not only of literary works, but of law. Back in the mid-80s, there came word of a Salinger biography, one that relied heavily on Salinger's personal letters. Author Ian Hamilton had uncovered those letters in his research and used quotes from them in his initial draft. After Salinger both complained to the publisher and copyrighted his letters, Hamilton, and I'm quoting the trial court judge here, revised, rewrote, or paraphrased most of the previously quoted material. But that wasn't enough for Salinger. He wanted very little, if anything, from his letters used in the book. The court decisions in the resulting lawsuit offer tantalizing insight into Salinger and interesting snippets from his letters. Take a passage in which he complained about a certain bravado. "Everybody over here who's ever taught senior English for a couple of semesters or worked for a good upholsterer has considered himself qualified to collect and edit a short story anthology." In the biography, Hamilton reworked Salinger's complaint this way: "Anybody who has ever taught senior English, however briefly, or been employed by a good upholsterer has reckoned himself to have the perfect skills for putting together an anthology of shorter fiction." You can probably understand the issue. Salinger wanted the letters to be his for privacy and or future publication reasons and saw Hamilton's use of language as a violation. Hamilton, in response, believed that Salinger's words, or better put, the facts and ideas within those words, added important insight into the life of a famous author and wished to bring them to light. Legalese, in the form of United States copyright law, would help end the quarrel over language, and Salinger won. The appeals court focused much of its opinion on copyright's fair use, a provision that gives those who wish to use another's work the right, in a sense, to use some of it under certain limited conditions. Fair use, the appellate court explained, required a look at the purpose behind the use of the copyrighted work, the nature of the copyrighted work itself, the amount used, and the likely effect the new work would have on whatever market existed for the copyrighted work. "Sure, a biography is important," the court wrote, "but that doesn't mean that copyright law is irrelevant. The fact that the letters had not been published before favored Salinger, as did the amount used, even in paraphrasing. Plus, the court decided that publication would have a negative effect on the market for the letters themselves someday." And quick as that, the court enjoined publication of the biography as it stood. Just this past summer, Salinger returned to court again on copyright grounds. A court again granted him a preliminary injunction to stop publication of a novel Salinger argued was too close to Catcher in the Rye, again over the new author's fair use claim. Copyright lives on after the holder dies, of course, but death changes some things. Salinger once told a court that he would regard any biography written during his lifetime as an invasion of privacy. I'm Amy Guida.